Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A feature report today with Laura Howard, Clay County Family and Consumer Science Extension agent, who late last year was named Educator of the Year. A major part of her success has been the local response to her Plated Up Kentucky Proud cooking classes.
Well, our Plated Up cooking schools have been very successful here in Clay County. I do anywhere between 4 and 6 a year, and I usually do 3 Plated Up recipes at each cooking school, and I actually demonstrate the recipe, and then the people that attend get to sample the recipe.
She's already held a January class and has another set for April. The concept of Plated Up Kentucky Proud is to get locally grown, fresh, nutritious fruits and vegetables on the family dinner table.
The main ingredient can either be grown or bought in Kentucky. And most of the fruits and vegetables, they can grow in their own backyard or in their garden. So they actually know what they're eating. You know, they have grown it, they have harvested, and they have prepared it.
Adding to the locally grown effort is a new farmers market that's formed in the last few years in Manchester, set to reopen as this spring's crops begin to emerge. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
We're back with Extension Educator of the Year, Clay County's Laura Howard, who says about 75% of those taking her recipe classes keep their own gardens. That's led to increased interest in their classes on preserving.
It's actually a series of 5 programs where we try to present different methods of canning. We have done jelly, water bath canning, we've done pressure canning, we've done green beans, tomatoes, pickles, and salsa.
Preserving your own offers a sense of pride and accomplishment, and she senses another factor.
When you can your own food, you know what's in it, you know what you've put on it, you know how you've preserved it, and it's a way of actually eating better and saving on your grocery bill.
You can check out some of the recipes that Laura has used in her classes online at plateitup@uky.edu. That's plateitup@uky.edu. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.